3 words, 8 letters. Say it, and I'm yours. That's all I needed to hear.
What do you say we just forget thinking and follow our hearts?
You're a part of this legacy too, Nathaniel.
I don't want to owe him, my family, anything.
Serena, where's Charles? Someone was wrong. Bart's been in an accident.
My brother's dead because of your father.
I will stand by you through anything.
Why would you do that?
Because I love you.
That's too bad.
It's something you need to know.
Just tell me one thing. Was it a boy or a girl?
I had enough trouble with the idea of Mom and Rufus dating, but now I share a sibling with my boyfriend.
It's over, isn't it?
Andrew got caught in a riptide.
Hey, if we had known, we wouldn't have even bothered you.
Is it over?
We've already lost one, son. We weren't losing another.
You go here, NYU, I'm starting to fall.
I just transferred from BU.
Tell me if what you feel for me is real.
It's just
okay. Chuck, why did you just do that?
Because I love her.
You're famous because you got arrested.
The end of high school means the end of me on Gossip Girl.
Congratulations. You have a clean slate until college.
Her dad is marrying Lily Bass, so I think that makes her richer than all of you.
Carter?
I have something you might want to know before you go. It's about Santorini. What are you looking for there?
You found my father?
You were right. I love you, too.
Where is she being, Serena? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
1, 2, 3, here we go.
Welcome back, Upper East Siders. After a long, hot summer away, I see it didn't take much time for you to dirty up the clean slates I gave you. My inbox is overflowing, so let's get to the good stuff, shall we? Spotted. Chuck Bass up to his old tricks. Poor B. I guess nothing good lasts forever.
I'm Chuck Bass.
I know.
I wasn't expecting to see someone like you somewhere like this so early in the day.
I'm in need of refuge. It's too hot.
Oh, it's never too hot.
Care to test that theory?
And what if I have a girlfriend?
Chuck Bass doesn't do girlfriends. Where's your limo?
I gave my driver the day off.
Then I guess we'll have to find someplace else.
As for a certain leggy blonde by a Hamptons pool, looks like Serena left big shoes to fill, and someone finds them the perfect fit.
Well, I found it. I'm just in time. The car's here. Now it's time to go get you dressed.
No, I'm not leaving.
I don't think we have a choice.
As soon as we get in that car, it means no more beaches and no more bonfires and no more stalking the barefoot contestant through 1770 house. Our summer in the Hamptons is officially over.
So, a sit-in.
More like a lion, at least until the sun goes down.
You're sure your dad doesn't know?
Oh, totally. I mean, we hid all the evidence. Look, Dan doesn't even know. He's too busy pre-reading all his books for college. And I snuck onto his laptop and might have disabled his Serena Vanderwoodson Google alert.
But what happens when we get back to the city?
Then it's Serena's problem. As for now, we made her a promise, and it is very important to keep those. Even if they were asked via drunken text from a Turkish pay-as-you-go phone.
Our bags are packed, the house is closed up, but the real question remains. Now that you've spent your whole summer drinking your coffee out of CC's China, will it taste as good coming out of your welcome back cotton mug at home?
Sure, it was great out here, but I like the real world, too. Well, I mean, since we'll be at Lily's, it's a better-smelling, higher-threat-count version of the real world.
Yeah.
Still. Hey, you guys aren't ready? Serena's going to be home by 6.
I mean, how can she even greet us when she gets here? Isn't she taking a vow of silence for her month at the ashram?
Yeah, I don't know. That you pray love thing of hers is great and all, but I just highly doubt she can keep her mouth shut a whole month.
Even so, it's time to leave. And I think her month is up.
I need to meet up with Vanessa, too, because she apparently has something to tell me about how she spent her summer.
Wasn't she in Europe with Nate?
Well, it's
It's a good thing the flight attendants dimmed the cabin lights over the Atlantic.
Well, it's an even better thing that my car got a flat on the way to Heathrow and I missed the plane that I was supposed to be on. Otherwise, I would have been sitting in seat 3B of an entirely different plane, making out with an entirely different passenger in seat 3A.
All right, so now that we're back on our own turf, do I at least get your number? Maybe your last name?
A little mystery never hurt anyone.
Really? Oh, come on, please. You got to give me something to go on here.
Okay, well, we are going to the same school.
Yeah, and Columbia's kind of a big one. I mean, especially when you factor in graduate school.
You caught that. See, you're a better detective than you think. Well, my car is waiting.
Oh, you don't want that? I'll take it.
Yeah, sure.
Ooh, on second thought.
You have a problem with the Buckleys?
Yeah, well, that right-wing nutjob called William Vanderbilt a deviant for lobbying against DOMA.
Maybe that's because William Vanderbilt called Jeb Buckley a cokehead and a cheater.
What, are you saying it isn't cheating if you get your congressional aide pregnant?
Oh, my God. You're Nate Archibald.
And you're Bree Buckley.
You pulled my hair during Clinton's inaugural ball.
Your redneck cousins tried to waterboard me at the Easter egg hunt on the White House lawn. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, take care of yourself. Why not?
It's better to wait.
How long?
Let's see. Now?
What the hell is going on?
Claire, I can explain.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a girlfriend.
Yes, you did. She did.
Shame on you, Ashley Henshaw. How could you do that?
Pick up someone in a relationship? Have you no pride, no self-respect?
Okay, but I didn't know.
You may have an Abercrombie campaign and a security code to clean his castle in Lake Como, but that doesn't give you the right to try to steal someone else's man. Now take your American girl hair and your poreless skin and get out!
Okay, you're crazy.
Let me make it up to you. Let's get out of here.
Well, we could stay.
So, Jenny will take Eric's room when... With Chuck at the palace, Eric will take his room.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. I really don't want to sleep under Chuck's dirty Girl Scout painting.
Oh, and Dan.
Yeah, I will thankfully be back home in Brooklyn.
And when Lily gets back, we'll join you.
Mr. Rufus, there are some packages I couldn't put upstairs.
Hey, what are you doing?
Recycling.
Huh? Whoa, oh my God.
It's not what you think.
So much for eat, pray, love. Well, you know, I guess you got the love part right.
You can't say anything, promise. Dan.
Hey, Vanessa. I was just about to head down there.
Serena. It's home.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm going to have to reschedule.
Oh, my God.
Dan can't make it. I think something's going down with his family.
Did he say what it was?
As for Serena Vanderwoodson, you left America a star.
Excuse me, please. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. Please help. But after your exploits in Europe, you've come back a supernova. And yet nothing explodes without a fuse. I wonder what or who lit yours.
Is Serena off yet? We were talking too late.
I think I heard her. What's that?
Money your mother left us for emergencies. Not to boast, but we haven't used a penny of it all summer.
Oh. Well, thank heaven for salaried servants and an account at the beach club, right?
Oh, well, I'm glad I have the number for City Harvest. This is all a little much.
A little much? Makes four seasons look like one season.
Mom wanted everybody to feel welcome while she was away.
Or she's trying to bribe us.
What? No. In fact, she got us a special treat for tomorrow. A table in our name at the Vanderbilt Annual Charity Polo Match in Greenwich. Lily thought it would be fun, so we're going to go have fun for Lily. Please show your family support by mimicking my expression.
Mm-hmm.
You know there will probably be photographers there. You're going to be okay. Might create another mob scene.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'll be fine. I'm really sorry about yesterday. I thought after the whole arrest scandal, out of sight, out of mind, I had no idea it would be worse when I got back.
Well, you've apologized enough, Serena. No one's blaming you. Now that those vultures have the first shot of your return, I'm sure they'll leave you alone. It's not like you're going to get arrested again.
No, of course not. I have to go meet Blair to go shopping. You can't go to a polo match without a hat.
I'm going to walk you out.
Thank you for the escort, but I think I can walk 15 feet without hurting myself.
It was nothing out of sight or out of mind about your trip. I know what happened.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Serena, there was no ashram.
I went to an ashram on a tour. Dan, I appreciate your concern, but the little white lies that I tell my family are none of your business.
Rufus is my family. You didn't just lie to him, you lied to me. All those emails about the benefits of Bikram, 10 easy steps to colon cleanse.
Turns out goop is good for something.
What's really going on here?
Nothing. Nothing. It was just a few nights of harmless fun. That's
all right,
it.
All right.
Where'd you get that?
They're all over the internet. Whatever is going on, you can tell me.
Thank you. All right, I have to go.
I know it's a buyer's market right now, but that doesn't mean there's actually anything worth buying.
Why don't you just stay at the palace?
I'm done living in my father's shadow, and that includes his hotel.
And running his company?
Lily was doing an amazing job overseeing the board before she left. Why not let her continue? What about you? Any word from the Vanderbilt compound since you've been back?
Not a word. Tomorrow's a family polo match. And when I skipped out on the internship at the mayor's office, I knew they'd be mad. Now I'm getting the silent treatment.
So if they're mad already, why don't you call the girl from the plane?
Well, I'm not going to use Bree to send some message.
You're missing one key detail. Sleeping with the enemy is hot. Why do you think I had the whole Ivanka thing?
Look, I don't want to stir up stuff with my family.
But if you think they're done trying to control you, you're wrong. And while you're waiting for your proof, why not take Bree Buckley out on the town? Have some fun with a girl you like. And show your family that you're your own man. Being accepted for who you are is crucial, Nathaniel, like Blair accepts me.
Wait, you do what? I go to Europe for 3 months and you turn from Jane Austen to Anna Smith. Is there anything Chuckrath can't get you to do?
It was my idea.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, we had our honeymoon period and it was perfect, but while other couples settle into a routine, we were determined to keep things interesting. So, Chuck plays the cheating bastard and I play the scorned woman. I even get to choose who to humiliate. Models, tourists, Upper West Siders.
I don't know if anybody ever told you this, but the honeymoon is supposed to and it isn't real. The real part is when you settle down with each other, the 3 month milestone.
It is not a milestone, it's a gravestone. Settling down means death. Less sex, more silence. We found a way to avoid that works for us.
Wow, you guys sure about that? I mean, if you don't mind me saying so, I think I know Blair pretty well.
Look, I would so like to retire any mention of the whole Jules and Jim thing.
All right. But listen, the games may seem like fun, but you sure Blair's not just playing for you? Because if she's not doing it for herself, too, well, things can get messy.
If you love him, then lock him down. Open relationships only invite chaos. Trust me, I know.
It's not an open relationship. We're completely monogamous. It's just one of our games, like the rest.
Yeah, and so it isn't anymore. Playing the scorned woman and actually being the scorned woman is a slippery slope.
The college is about to start.
What happens when one day you don't get there in time and he actually kisses someone else, or worse?
He wouldn't.
I still have no idea why they're following me.
Oh, please, spare me, S. I get every edition of Hello and OK there is. I know what you did this summer. And who? Cristiano Ronaldo. I hope you got your shots before you traveled. Should I be worried?
No. No, I just had a great time. I just wish that they would leave me alone.
Oh, is that why you got your hair blown out?
Listen to your quality problems. Serena's being chased by paparazzi. My dad and sister are house-sitting a penthouse.
And I have a farmer's tan.
All right, okay, you got me. The good life is actually pretty good. What was so important that you had to bring me here to tell me in person? I hope it's not about Nate.
Oh, we hooked up one night in Prague, but it was no big deal. But after I came back and started hanging out at this place,
Please tell me you're not working here.
I am so done serving coffee. Thank God. Just made some new friends, one in particular. He was here this morning.
Oh, so you are dating someone.
His name's Scott, and I think you guys would really like each other. We actually met him here in the spring for like 5 seconds. He had just transferred. We've been hanging out, and okay, maybe there's been a little bit of flirting.
No. Thank you. Well, let me get it.
Okay, wait. Why do you have a knockoff designer wallet? I thought you hated intellectual property theft. Oh, it's to hold all your $100 bills.
Do you know how hard it is to break one of those things? I don't even know why they make them. I'm kidding. Sort of. It's not a knockoff. It's a graduation present from Lily, as is what's in it. And you know what? I thought I'd never use it, but have you seen the stitching?
Oh, my God. Dan Humphrey's been seduced by wealth. It had to happen. Even Frodo eventually gave in to the power of the ring.
Oh, come on. Still me. It's have a nicer wallet. And as for your friend, I'd love to meet him.
How about tomorrow? We can do Brooklyn things like go to the dumpling truck and play signed or unsigned on the promenade.
That sounds great, but I have to do this thing for my dad, so.
Okay, we'll find time. Walk you to the subway?
No, I'm on the 6th.
Oh, right.
See, it's still me.
You left me.
Oh, thanks. These are my friends.
Trash outside. Your trash.
All right, thanks, Vanya. I don't understand. Serena's arrest was months ago. Why do they still care about her so much?
Her clothes. Her hair.
What do you know that I don't know?
Where have you been? Been calling you for an hour.
I was with Nate. Why?
Nate. No reason.
I've arranged a little go-see at a modeling agency downtown. We should pick someone out together. Take it back to my place. Or we could just stay in. Whatever you want.
No. It's fine. I'll go. I'll go get my purse.
I see the cat's out of the bag.
And topless on Valentino's yacht.
Oh, it's not fair. Everyone's topless on Valentino's yacht, Dad.
What about this one where she's dancing on the table?
Well, that's what you do in Barcelona.
And the one where Prince Harry's doing shots off of
That's what you do in Saint-Tropez.
Now, some of these pictures have the same guy in them, but you can't quite make him out. I wonder who he is.
Where are you headed, beautiful?
Carter?
I was in the neighborhood.
No, you weren't.
Gossip Girl said you returned. I wanted to see you.
Well, you've seen me. Now you can go.
We need to talk.
No, we don't.
I know what you're doing. You can't avoid what happened forever.
Watch me. Oh, no!
Spotted. Serena Vanderwoodson giving Carter Bazin the slip. We've all seen the selects, but what happened between them when TMZ was MIA? Something tells me the truth is just out of focus.
Well, you were right.
Your family
wants me exactly where I used to be. Except they actually gave me the wheels to get there this time.
Check this out, Nate. Most unfortunate you missed out on the summer.
Good thing fall internships begin next week.
Sorry, man.
Don't be.
It's about time I broke off from them once and for all, and I think I know how I'm going to do it.
I just don't know why he felt he had to lie to me.
I don't think it was really a lie.
Thank you. He said he was taking the subway when he had a limo waiting, and not to mention, he told me he was helping his dad tomorrow when Gossip Girl says he's attending the Vanderbilt's polo match in a Dior suit.
Oh, is this the part where I pretend to know what Dior means?
I mean, why keep these things secret from me? Is he worried that I'm going to judge him?
I wonder why he might even think that.
But I'm not judging. I get it. If I had a limo that followed me around, I'd take it too. I'm his best friend, and I support him no matter what. Even if he were rich and dressed like Truman Capote.
Yeah, you should probably tell him that.
I should. Too bad he has that polo match with his family.
His whole family?
Yeah, Nate's family, and I'm sure Blair and Chuck will be there if the murder-suicide I predicted hasn't happened yet.
Well, why don't you just call his dad? From what you said, you sound pretty close to him. Say you haven't seen a lot of Dan lately and you'd like to go.
You think I should invite myself to a charity polo match?
Yeah. Just show up. Tell Dan how great he looks in his suit, and if he has room, you'd love a ride back to the city in his limo. I've never been to a polo match. Maybe you can get a plus one.
Maybe. He needs a sandwich.
She looks just right to me.
Adam's apple.
Blair.
Catalog. Chuck, none of these girls are even worth humiliating. Looking in the mirror will do that for them.
Is everything okay? What's going on?
Nothing's going on. Why?
This is a one-stop shop, and you're acting like everything's last season. I thought you wanted to play.
I did. I do. I did. The summer was great. We had a lot of fun. Maybe summer's over.
If that's what you want.
Is that what you want?
I want you to be happy. However that's achieved.
Let's go home. Wow. It, looks
smaller.
Yeah. Your mom bought these for me for Cotillion with Cece. How's she doing?
Not great. And the longer my mom's gone, the more I worry that grandma's treatments aren't going well. But your dad's been doing a great job holding it all together.
At least he's pretending to.
Oh, having your summer plans changed, stuck in charge of two kids that you didn't raise in a house that you don't own.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like a reality show premise. It's got to be getting to him.
Plus, the whole thing with Serena. Last time she went off the deep end, it got really messed up.
Yeah. I wonder what really happened this summer.
Well, now that Rufus knows, maybe we'll find out.
What is it, Grandma?
No, it's you.
I'm sorry. You found out.
Before I get angry, why don't you tell me what happened? Because I'd really like to not use my imagination when it comes to these pictures.
You don't have to. If you look close enough, I'll shut up.
Rufus, I know I shouldn't have lied, but I was in Europe, and I had just graduated, and I got a little carried away. And what happens in summer stays in summer, right? Look, the only reason I didn't tell you is because I thought if I did, you'd think I'd gone off the rails again.
Did you?
No. No, everything I said to you last night was true. I'm done.
We'll put it behind us then. And in what is perhaps an ironic twist, due to your current social status, the Polo Society has asked if you will throw in the first ball. The match tomorrow.
I'd love to.
I'll go call him back. Your mom will be proud.
Yeah, I didn't want to alarm my dad any further or anything, but there was one guy who was in a lot of those pictures with you. Who was that?
Carter Bazin. We traveled together at the beginning of summer, but then things got weird, and now he's stalking me. He's been stalking me ever since, and I don't know what to do. He won't leave me alone, so...
Hey, whoa, what are you saying?
Look, if you hear from him or see him, just please keep him away from me at all costs. I'm worried what he might do.
Hey, Blair, it's Dan. I know I'm not someone you want to hear from late at night or any hour, but I need your help. Call me.
This just in. An unlikely alliance is forming on the Upper East Side.
Yeah, Mom, everything's great. I had been waiting all summer for Reed to start, and tomorrow's the day I get to do what I came here for.
Too bad it may be too late to do any good.
Your date and address that I made myself. And this year...
Mrs. Jennifer Humphrey, when did you get married?
It doesn't matter, okay? It's engraved!
Miss Vanderwoodson,
would you like me to tell him not to?
No, it's okay. I won't throw anything worth publishing, not even smile. I should find Blair.
Well, the bad news is your last name is Buckley. But the good news is knowing this information made you a lot easier to find.
Yeah, well, I mean, you couldn't stay away.
Hey, there's someone I want you to meet.
Oh, my God, is that your...
Grandfather.
Nathaniel, so nice to see you. And who is this?
This is Bree Buckley, my date. And I believe this belongs to you.
How's your terrain?
Bland. How's your junior?
Weak. Isn't that Alexander Richards?
Yes.
Look at her. Floating to the party with her perfect pout and flawless figure.
You know, if we were still in the game, she'd be a great scorer. But we're not, right?
No, we're not.
Everything is so white.
Welcome to my world.
There's Dan.
How could you tell? You met him months ago.
Nice suit, right? And I guess you have a good memory. Well, he's alone. Now is your chance.
I'm gonna go to the party. You want
to? No.
I'm not gonna leave you here by yourself. Let's find Jenny. Someone to keep you company.
No excuses. I'll be fine. Just go. I'll wait by the bar and get his drinks.
Okay. Yeah. Hi.
What, Vanessa? What are you doing here?
Nice suit.
Huh. Well, you couldn't judge me enough in New York. You had to follow me to another state to do it, too?
No, I came to tell you that.
Humphrey, come on, it's showtime.
If you don't mind, Dan and I are in the middle of something.
If you don't mind, or even if you do, Dan's coming with me.
I have to go, I'm sorry.
So am I.
Thank you.
Are you Rufus? A friend of Vanessa's. I'm Scott Adler.
Oh, right. I'm glad you guys came. It's nice to meet you. It's okay. It's just a handshake.
No, I'm sorry. It's just, I've always been a fan of your music.
Carter?
Waldorf. Can't say it's good to see you.
No, you can't. Not after what I'm about to tell you. The invitation you got to come to this party wasn't exactly what you thought.
Spare me. Where's Serena?
This him? You've been served.
What the hell is this?
It's a restraining order.
This says I have to stay away from Blair Waldorf.
Yeah, and until further notice, you'll find me by Serena's side. Step within 100 feet of me and you'll be arrested. And about how far do you think he is from me?
Yeah, I don't think he's far enough.
I agree. Security.
Hey, what's going on here?
Your friends, trying to have me removed.
Right, because you're stalking me.
Yeah, look, you don't have to talk to him. You told him I was stalking you. You want to tell him the truth, or should I?
What's the truth?
Yeah, Carter, what's the truth?
Sooner or later, you're going to be alone with no one taking a picture. What will you do then?
Wait, Serena, what is he talking about?
Miss Van der Woodson, the first checker is about to begin.
Oh.
We need to take position for the first throwing.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Nacho. Goodbye, Carter.
Serena.
Thanks,
wait,
wait,
wait, wait.
You got to tell us what's going on.
Later.
Hi.
I'm Chuck Bass.
Alexandra. I don't believe it.
All right, well, all right, if she can't explain it, then I mean, Carter.
You found a bootleg copy of that concert? Yeah, I bet I have a recording off the board somewhere. I mean, I could get it to Vanessa for you if you'd like.
I'd love that.
In fact,
hey, I'm on board with this horse.
Forget a grand entrance. Everybody knows it's the exit they'll remember.
Hey, I just got your text. What's going on?
You didn't tell me that you were bringing me to a family event.
Well, so? Listen, I really like you. And if your being here happens to piss off my grandfather, to be honest, I figured you'd like that.
Hey, look. Normally, I'd totally be on board the let's piss off grandpa train, but what you don't know is that currently my family isn't speaking to me, which is something that, unlike you, I'd like to change. Being front row at a Vanderbilt charity event doesn't exactly send that message.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
My family used to control me, like yours obviously does, and I rebelled like you obviously do, except I took off to Europe. A year into it, I found out that my cousin, who's like a sister to me, got stood up at the altar. And I wasn't there for it because I was trying to prove some stupid point. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to find my way back in. I happened to bump into you along the way.
I'm glad you did. And despite what it may look like, the main reason I tracked you down was because I wanted to see you again. If that means keeping a low profile, I'm up for it.
Look, I know secrecy is a lot to ask for, but I really can't risk making my family more upset right now.
Hey, don't worry. I'm good at secret relationships. I've had a bit of practice.
Figured you weren't planning on riding all the way back to the city.
Why won't you leave me alone, Carter? You're not my boyfriend.
No, but I seem to be the only one you tell your secrets to.
Well, I guess that was a mistake.
Dropping your dress, stealing a horse. All it is a cry for attention.
I don't need to cry for attention. I'm getting plenty on my own, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, plenty from everyone except the one you want it from.
It's not true.
He didn't want to see you, Serena.
No, that's not what happened.
We spent a month chasing him down, and then we found him. He couldn't even meet you face to face.
Well, maybe he didn't get my message, or he didn't realize who
I was.
He
didn't realize whose daughter it was? Serena, what if your dad didn't want to see you? Who cares? Who the hell is he not to want you? I would have stayed all summer with you. But after that, you ditched me and ran again.
Well, there the two of you are. I've been looking for you everywhere.
We were just discussing how we were going to get back to the city.
Well, I'll get you home.
No, thank you. We'll find our own way. I'm not going to be taking the internship, Grandfather. I hope you can understand that.
Of course I can. How many times must I tell you, Nathaniel, I want to be your family. Work wherever. Date whomever. I won't stand in your way. I just want you to be happy.
I almost believe you.
That's enough for me. And if I'm right in guessing that you two are hiding out here because Miss Buckley would prefer to keep her presence unknown, why search for a cab and risk being seen?
Okay. I'm giving it back in the morning.
Trip, it's me. Remember how we've always wanted to do something about the Buckleys? I think I may have found a way.
Excuse me. Have you seen Mr. Bass anywhere?
Just missed him. He left about 5 minutes ago.
Was he alone?
Well, there was a woman who left about the same time.
Was she blonde? Tall? Stunning? In every man's fantasy? Spotted Blair Waldorf learning that just because you get out of the game doesn't mean someone isn't waiting on the bench to take your place.
I know stuff's going on with your family, so I'm just gonna go.
Okay, why'd you come here?
Honestly, right now, I'm not sure. Maybe people just change. Maybe it's okay if we grow apart.
Vanessa, I'm not changing.
You're at a polo match in a $3,000 suit and your name's in the program. And after I take a bus across the state line to apologize, you ditch me for Blair Waldorf and totally disappear.
Cece set me up with this suit, all right? And Jenny got a dress, too, if you'd also like to make her feel bad about it. As for Blair, it's not like we're shoe shopping or sipping martinis. There's something going on with Serena.
And what is that?
I wish I knew. All I do know is that Lily's mother is very sick. My dad is struggling to keep it together, not to mention my family is just generally in the middle of a massive transition. So please, please, give me a break with the rich people suck thing.
I don't care if you're rich, which you aren't, by the way. Ride in a limo, break 100, that's fine. But if you're going to be in this world, be yourself in this world. Because I actually like that guy, and I hope he's the one who turns up at NYU.
So funny.
Old habits die hard. Don't worry, I'll find my way. Anybody seen a girl in an orange dress?
Chuck, where is she?
What are you talking about?
Do you really expect me to believe you don't have her stashed here?
I came back from the party because I had a headache. Didn't you get my messages?
Must have left my phone on the table. What if we need games? What if without them we're boring?
We can never be boring.
You say that, but I know you. You're Chuck Bass.
I'm not Chuck Bass without you.
Running to get here all the way from Connecticut. It was pretty exciting. Do you know where Alexandra lives?
How about we stay in instead?
Well, that wasn't so much fun, was it?
Depends on your definition of fun.
I'm sorry I brought you. The Humphreys are going through a lot, and I don't even know if Dan and I are even still friends.
I know they're dealing with stuff, but they seem like good people to me. And you and Dan have been friends for so long, maybe you shouldn't write that off because of one argument.
Let's not even talk about it anymore.
You should have. Because if you need to talk, I don't...
I think I've done enough talking for one night. And I thought one of us should finally make the first move. Maybe turn this night around.
I'm glad you did.
Growing up means one thing.
independence.
I'll be right back.
We all want it. Sometimes we use other people to try to get it for ourselves. Waiter, this glass is dirty, and I've been waiting far too long.
Well, I apologize, ma'am. Surely there's some way I can make up for the poor service.
I can think of a few ways. Sometimes we find it in each other.
The party you are trying to reach is not available at the moment. Please leave a message.
Hey, it's Serena again. I don't know if you're getting these messages or if you even check this number, but I just want you to know that I'm not going to stop trying to get your attention. I'm going to do whatever it takes for however long.
Sometimes our independence comes at the cost of something else. And that cost can be high.
I hope I'm doing the right thing.
You wanted to keep Serena out of the paper. You said this is the way to do it.
You own all the pictures now.
Oh, not all of them. There is still one photographer that my group hasn't been able to reach yet.
Because more often than not, in order to gain our independence, we have to fight.
Can you guarantee that these are one in Europe and Asia?
I'll try my best.
Good. Because I want to make sure my father sees these wherever he goes.
Never give up. Never surrender. XOXO, Gossip Girl.